You're listening to Here's the Thing with Haley Martin. I am here with my friend Trey, and we just recorded his first episode. Also, here you can
see my first episode of my podcast. I would introduce the title, but I don't know it.
I know, so. And I just introduced it like it was also mine. Did you realize that? I said, we just did our first episode. I really just tried to claim that.
You're taking ownership.
I don't have podcast. Two podcasts. I can barely handle one. But anyways, Trey and I didn't even have an outline on his podcast. We just went, and God was, like, moving.
He really did. I did not expect to talk for 28 minutes. Yeah. I wanted it to be pretty short.
I know. It was 3 10-minute segments. So if you want to listen to a short podcast, just listen to that for 10 minutes. Pause it and then do that again twice.
There you go.
I explained that really difficult.
That's how you're going to do it.
And there you go. So that's the thesis. But anyway, so Trey and I both went to Liberty. We've both come from pretty different backgrounds, and then we also majored in completely different things at first. Mm-hmm. Trey was doing...
I was pre-law, so I wanted to be a lawyer, and now I'm in the communications field.
Yeah, and I wanted to do elementary ed, which... Being a teacher would be really interesting if I was a teacher. But anyways,
it's funny because, like, I can't picture you being a teacher, but you also probably can't picture me
as a being lawyer. No, I know. Neither of us. It just shows how crazy God changes our perspectives, because we were out there living and we weren't being obedient.
We weren't.
But then we both became strategic communication. Well, I'm interdisciplinary, but whatever. And so Trey and I met in our first class for strategic communication, STRATCOM. I'm not going to keep calling it that. And it was honestly a really scary class because we had to do this pet salon. I've explained this a lot of times.
Just say this pet salon. We had to make a pet salon. Pick an area to have it in and, like, market this pet salon to, like, a certain group of people.
Yes.
And we had to find out, like, what was the best way to advertise that would reach our demographic.
Honestly.
Which is a lot. It sounds
easy. It sounds like whatever, but that was... And it was a lot of dedication for this fake pet salon. Like, we didn't even... It's not even real. We didn't even make any money off of that. Whatever. And so... Then we would present it, and the professor would kind of, like, rip us apart. But he was just doing that to every team. It was just honestly kind of scary. But we survived, because we're here now. And it made us better people. But I guess, Trey, kind of what I think I want you to talk about right now is how, like, you came to Liberty and how, like, you started out as law. And then, like, what really changed that for you.
So, in high school, in middle school, actually, a bunch of me and my friends were, like, a bunch of me and my friends. Me and a bunch of my friends were applying to, like, the different programs that each high school offered.
Yeah.
And I wanted to be a lawyer, of course. And I applied to the one school that had, like, a law program, which was the most competitive to get in. I should have known then and there that I wouldn't get in, but I applied and didn't get in. And it's so, okay. I went to middle school in a certain district, but after 8th grade, me and my mom moved. She bought a house, so we moved. And I was going to move to a high school that, like, wasn't the high school that all my friends were going to.
Right.
And I was, like, nervous, and I remember texting my best friend, and he's like, wait, there may be a spot for you in the program that I'm going to.
Mm-hmm.
And typically, with these programs, you can't apply in the summer. You have to apply, like, you know, during the, like... spring or whatever.
Right.
But they needed people in this communications program. So I applied over the summer and I, like, met with them and, like, I got in, which was, like, weird because, like I said, like, you usually don't get in over the summer.
Right.
So I was able to, like, go to high school with all my friends and, like, learn about the communications field. But I came to Liberty because I like the idea of it being a Christian school.
Right.
Close to home.
Yeah.
And I came in as pre-law, and I did pre-law for 5 semesters. For
That's 5 crazy.
Semesters, I was taking government classes.
That's insane.
And my last semester, when I was actually, like, doing LSAT prep to take the LSAT that the next summer, I realized that this was not for me.
Yeah.
I At the time, I was super into photography. I am now, kind of, but I knew that being a lawyer did not give me any space to be a photographer or creative in any way. So I had to kind of figure out, like, where my actual passions were and, like, what major would help me to, you know, use the gifts and, like, interests that God gave me in my future career. So I chose communications because that was the best fit, and also, like, I had went to a communications high school, so, like, I was familiar with it. And now I'm a senior about to graduate and study more communications.
So I went to undergrad
high school for communications. I'm getting my bachelor's in communications.
Yeah.
And my master's in communications.
Yeah.
What I'm going to do after that, I have no clue. Actually, over Easter, my mom was, like, getting frustrated because she's like, what do you want to do? And I'm like, I don't know. And she's like, what do you want to do? I'm like, Mom, I don't know. Like, I don't need to decide right
now. That's right. That was my next question. I'm just kidding. It really
was. It probably was. Luke Broadway said I should be a professor.
Luke, you just got called out.
I don't want a PhD.
Yeah, no. Trey wants me to go to grad school with him, but I'm not going. I just wanted to clarify that in case you were about to bring that back up. But I brought it up instead.
At least you know that that's what I want for you.
Thank you.
I want all my friends to go.
He really but no does. One wants to go. Nobody wants, because we all just, God got you doing that. It's not my thing.
It'll be better than undergrad.
Okay, yeah. Great. Love that for you. I feel like I was the same way because I came in wanting to do elementary education, and then I realized I don't have patience to do that at all. And then, I mean, like, now I've been doing ministry, and, like, God had to... I'm really stubborn because I changed my major 6 times.
6? That's a lot.
I know, because I was first elementary education with, like, a history cognate. You can see me being a history teacher. That's so funny. And then I was an English cognate, which is even funnier because all I say is, like, SOS and stuff like that. So what did I think I was doing? And then I went to broadcasting, which I guess that kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
But I wanted to be a news anchor, which that's stupid. Like, no, I don't want to do that now at all, ever. And then, like, God literally broke me in another country on a missions trip and told me, this is what you should do. So then that's when I changed my major to interdisciplinary.
And that's I always forget you went on that trip.
I know.
You should do a podcast about it.
I should. That'd be real fun. 10 out of 10. And so it's crazy because God has both, like, wrecked our lives in that way and, like, the direction of our lives. And I think so many times we feel like we have to have it all together, which is kind of what we were talking about in your podcast.
Yeah.
But, like, we don't. And I think also what I came into college thinking is that my identity was going to be in the job I landed. Or, like, my political views, or, like, just my friend group. And I remember, like, my freshman year trying to find, like, that perfect friend group.
Yeah.
Where, like, my identity would be in that. But it's, like, God showed me through this so much that he wants my identity to be just in him alone.
Right.
Not in any job or anything like that. I don't know if you have anything to say.
No, I agree. It's hard, though, because it's kind of like what you're conditioned to believe, like, you're taught to, like, work hard in high school so you can go to college and get a job and make money. But, like, if you're, it's hard to, like, not find your identity in that, because that's you know what people see. Like, if I was to not go to college, imagine, like, what people would think of me, like, back home. They'd be like, I know for a fact people would be like, oh, he's not doing anything with his life. But, like,
That's not true. Because I don't think college is for everybody.
It's not, either. But I'm just saying that to say that, like, you know, people do find other people's identities and things like that. But I think it's important as Christians to realize that, like, yes, going to college is nice. Yes, like, having groups of friends are nice. But, like, your identity should be found in Christ. And that's what you should be, you know, identifying yourself with.
Yeah. And I think at Liberty particularly, it's hard because we are in this Christian bubble, mm-hmm. sort of say. Like, we all are supposed to have the same political stance. We're all supposed to have, we're very focused on our social media appearances at Liberty, which is so crazy to me, but it's like, I'm not trying to put everybody in that, but at least, like, the people I've been around, and I'm guilty of this, where, like, we think our identity is, like, in looking this certain way, because Liberty does have this certain style that you want to try and fit, but you necessarily, your identity isn't in that, and it's hard to, I mean, even in the Christian bubble, like, we are so guilty of just living, because we're all sinners and we're all sinful, and so we're just going to want to put our identity in things.
It's hard not to slip into that.
It is, because, I mean, we are sinful.
Yeah.
And it's hard because, like, God has really been showing me that, like I was kind of saying in your podcast, how, like, he had to break me of everything I thought I believed, and then he had to rebuild that in me. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of times we just put ourselves in, like, what we believe, because that's, like, what we grew up from, or, like, what we were taught in school, where we have to take what we learn and base it off of the Word of God.
Yeah.
And that's the only thing we can place our identity in, like, nothing else.
Right. Yeah, it's tough, though. I feel like it's easy to talk about, but it's tough, and it's hard to, like, can't do words. I'm trying to realize areas where I'm, you know, not finding my identity in Christ.
Right.
Because, like you said, with social media, it's so easy to, like, try to have a certain look or, like, talk a certain way on Twitter or Facebook and, like, you know, make yourself sound super appealing. But, like you said, our identity is in Christ, not in our fake social media profiles that are super, like, filtered and dolled up and, you know,
all that
made to fit our target demographics on there.
Yeah.
So.
And that's hard because part of our majors is, like, marketing and stuff. And it's not, like, and I just talked about in this in my last podcast, like, it's okay to be creative with your social media.
Yeah.
I mean, you're a creative person. Trey has an account called Trey's Hand, which is, like, my favorite account because it's just him holding stuff. But it's so creative. But also, Trey does photography.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, what's, like, your stance on, like, Christians that, like, want their social media to look good, like, and that's okay, kind of, you know what I'm trying to say? Like,
I mean, it's definitely okay, but, like, don't stress yourself out about it. Don't neglect, you know, other things. Like, your relationship with God should be important, you know, bringing glory to God should be important. And, like, I feel like now people try to make social media seem like it's this super, like, bad thing, which it can be, but also, like, there's a lot of good that comes from social media, too. Like, people are making so much money in, like, creative ways on social media. So it's not bad, but you can't let it consume your life. Have limits.
Yeah.
I think it's easy to slip into getting addicted and, like, I can admit that I'm definitely addicted to social media. Like, I spend hours a day on social media. But you just really have to, like, set limits for yourself and just honestly kind of think about what you want out of your social media.
Yeah.
Like, on Facebook, I want to keep up my relationship with family members that I don't get to see all the time. And, like, you know, people that I've known in the past.
Yeah.
Instagram, I want to, you know, show more creativity and show, like, you know, all the fun things that I get to do. A lot of people always say, like, Trey, you're always doing fun stuff on social media. And I'm like, yeah, that's because all I post is when I do fun stuff, you know? Yeah. So, in, like, Twitter, you know, you want to post, like, relatable things. So, like, just, and, like, just, you know, to entertain people or show people that, like, they're not alone in, like, you know, what they're going through. So, I think just realizing what you want from social media and, like, realizing what your limits should be and how, you know, you can easily fall into, like, you know, getting hooked on it.
Kind of going back to about how we both change our majors and how, like, God completely changed us in that. Like, what do you think has been the hardest part of you switching majors? Or do you think and just kind of being on like a Christian campus
yeah.
in general when not everybody is like actually living for the Lord.
Okay, so
that was a lot in one
changing
question.
Changing my major honestly wasn't hard. It was just weird to talk to people like back home about, because like I said for the longest time that I wanted to be a lawyer.
Yeah.
So that was kind of tough, just explaining to them that like I kind of just realized that my interests weren't there and that I wasn't into it. But like, you know, after a while you've told everyone, so
yeah,
you know, you're fine.
That's right.
But yeah, the process was easy. I just honestly filled out a form online after I talked to an advisor and, you know, switched. So that was really easy actually. But it was tough to like come to that realization, like, okay, pre-law isn't for me.
Right.
And there were people that, you know, told me like, oh, I don't see you being a lawyer. So it was tough to like, it's just hard when people like tell you that and then like it's true.
Yeah.
Because it's like, oh dang, you were right. True. But yeah, I mean, overall it was easy and I'm glad I did it when I did. I feel like it was really good because, you know, I've been able to make so many friends in the Stratcom department. It's such a better fit. Like, when I was doing pre-law, like, I made friends with, like, one guy, and he ended up switching.
Yeah.
I feel like just because... Wait, actually, two guys that ended up switching.
Yeah.
Just because I feel like we knew we weren't fitting in, so we kind of clicked together in a class, and then we kind of became friends. But, yeah, it wasn't super bad. But... as far as... what was your second question? Because you kind of asked two at the same time.
I really did. Like, what do you think, just because being on, like, a Christian campus...
yeah.
How is that hard when, like, there's people around you that are different from you and maybe aren't even being a Christ follower?
Yeah.
That kind of thing. And, like, balancing that. I know that was kind of a random question.
Yeah.
But...
I don't know how people feel about this, but my main thing is to like point people to Christ and not like bash people for like the way they're living and stuff, because I feel like once you get closer to God, you kind of realize, you know, what in your life needs to go. I mean, I do believe in like talking to people about certain things that could be hindering their relationship with God, but on a Christian campus, it's so weird because you just don't know who's like faking it and who's real.
Yeah.
Like, I know it's just weird to like find out. Like, I feel like the real you comes out when you graduate and get on your own. And it's so interesting to see like how much people switch up when they graduate, and you realize like, wow, this person just felt the need to keep up a certain persona to fit in at Liberty. Which is interesting because, like, it's just weird that people feel the need to keep up, like, a Christian persona. But I guess it happens at every school. Yeah. Like, you may feel the need to keep up with, like, an edgy persona, like, you know, VCU or, you know?
Yeah.
You know what I
like
mean?
That. Yeah.
So that's been really interesting to me. And I just, my prayer is that, you know, the people that I interact with have genuine relationships with God. Yeah. But it's tough because there's so much pressure, not pressure, but you see everyone have these like deep relationships with God, and I feel like it's hard for people that don't have that or like came to Liberty and didn't have that
because
they don't know like what to do, so they're like, oh, let me, you know walk the walk, I guess.
I know. I think like what I was kind of going with on that too is just at Liberty, it's kind of like that certain thing you have to fit into, like I was kind of saying earlier.
It definitely is.
It is. And
it's basic Liberty culture.
Yeah, it truly is. And I think there's so many people at Liberty that like come from a home where they went to church every Sunday, so then they feel like I'm good.
Yeah.
Or like you have a complete opposite where they don't really even know God. Mm-hmm. And it's so hard because on our campus, there's just so many different walks of life.
Yeah.
And it's hard because in Christianity, we think it's just, everybody has to have the same exact views on every single thing.
Yeah.
Where like Christ didn't call us to be that way. It's
definitely a flaw I've seen in people. People make fun of, like, kids that, like, went to Christian school or, like, were homeschooled. But I think it's tough when you grew up in an environment where you only were around Christians.
Yeah.
Or you were only around, you know, a certain, like, race or something. Because, like, when you're exposed to anything other than that, it's hard for you to accept it. Like, I know students here that grew up in, like, strict Christian homes that, like, didn't allow secular music or, like, any type of, like, cartoon or TV show that had, you know, that yeah. was, like, their parents felt like was worldly. When they, like, meet someone that, like, me that, like, listens to Kanye West or something, they're like, are you sure you want to do this? And I'm like, yes, I do. But actually,
Trey loves Kanye.
I love so many music. So much music that I probably shouldn't listen to, but
it's fine.
I actually grew up in a home where my mom did not want me listening to anything secular, but here I am going to Travis Scott concerts and watching Beyonce's documentary twice.
Oh my word, your mom's gonna hear this and be really sad.
But I'm just saying, like, there's no, like, certain way to live your Christian life.
Yeah.
Which is something that I guess I'm trying to realize too, but I don't know. I feel like I'm just saying words, but
no,
I see so many students here that, like I said, grew up in these Christian homes, but, like, weren't exposed to anything else.
Yeah.
And it's so unfortunate because it's, you know, affecting their wit. I feel like if they want to truly bring, you know, glory to God, it's going to be a bit of a challenge for them to, you know, reach people outside of what they're used to.
Yeah, I think, I mean, it's fine if parents want to parent that way. My parents definitely did that.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I mean, I turned out okay, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
I turned out pretty good.
Yeah.
And I am thankful for my parents that they did that. But it's, we have to realize that it's okay that other people come from different backgrounds
right.
than us. And I think that's where legalism comes in, is mm-hmm. if we, I think, the way we follow Christ is by obeying him. And that's going to be, one, a basic set of rules that we find in scripture, but also, like, God gives us different things to obey him in. And so we can't judge someone else
right.
For the way they live their life.
Mm-hmm.
If, like, we, like, there's a lot of gray areas in scripture. And if we get so caught up in trying to just, like, correct people and not love them the way that Christ has called us to, then I think that's when it really becomes sketchy.
Yeah.
And it gets really confusing for us because we weren't called to be like that. We're called to just love them.
Right.
And I think,
and point people to Christ, honestly.
Yeah. And so I think through going to Liberty, I've learned that the biggest thing is just obeying him and just trusting him with everything, which is really what we just talked about on yours. And just, like, loving others the way he loves. And I just think through all of this, I hope this didn't just sound like a bunch of words. It probably, this is just,
that's
like
just how I feel sometimes when I talk a lot.
Same. Honestly, this is how me and Trey are when we have conversations, so this was just a conversation with me and Trey.
There you go.
Yep, that's how it is. And so, but it's not a bunch of words. It made sense. But yeah, we really just wanted to go through this and talk about how we have expectations on our lives, but God has a bigger plan than our expectations, and we came into college with these certain expectations. We came into college with these views of what our identity was in,
mm-hmm.
and those expectations are going to be thrown away because God has a higher plan for us,
yeah.
and that's so hard to believe sometimes. But, like, he truly is working way more in our lives than we can imagine, and our identity is not going to be in anything other than the word of God. So hopefully that just made sense what I was trying to say.
Yeah.
But that's basically all I had for this. That's the gist. So, yeah, everybody should check out Trey's podcast.
Yes, I don't know the title yet, but I think I'm just not remembering it because it's, like, too many words.
It's fine. So, there you go. But there will be another episode soon. Thank you all for listening. Thank you, Trey, for being on my podcast. It was a fun time. But anyways, okay, don't know how I'm ending this again, so goodbye.